Some of it was very good, you know. Some of it was very good. We wanted to try and play our game, impose our game on them. I felt it was very, very close. Start of the game, bit of tit for tat, even when it was 1-0. Got a free kick. We overcooked the free kick. We got too many people back. You've got to get two lines at least of defence, and we had too many people back. It dropped to the edge of the box. Jordan Cousins blocked it. It rolled to the kid, and then it rolled in the corner of the net. So, you know, it's very disappointing, but, you know, we had a great chance after that. Very good move. Connor Washington hit it straight into their goal. He's made a brilliant save at that time. And those are the small margins. You know, the second goal, we lost everything after that. And that, you know, if that's where we are, we got to look at that. We got to be stronger than that. We got to make better angles all around the pitch. We got to keep wanting. We got to be brave because it's a tough old division. But a few weeks ago, we let six in. And I could probably see why now, you know. So I got to try and solve that and give them more confidence and get them in good habits rather than waiting to see what the score is and then reacting with confidence or non-confidence after that. It's irrelevant. You've got to keep doing the same things, and unfortunately it looks like we got a lot of work to do on that front alone, you know, because my teams normally come back if we go behind.
Alex Smithies would be, I suppose, held to blame for that second goal. You know, he could have headed it clear.
By uneducated people,
But he had a good game. He was possibly your best player because he made some very, very good saves, and he was unfortunate there, wasn't he?
No, we needed to make angles for him. It's gone back to our goalie. He got closed down, and somebody should be making angles for him, at least two people. And as it come off his forehead and spun to the left, one of our players should have been there who should have been making an angle, and we should have cleared it. So the uneducated person will say, "What's Smithy's doing?" The educated person will say, "Hang on, where's your support there? You can see it going back to him. Why aren't you moving?"
Were you disappointed in the second half? I mean, even if you conceded that second goal, you had plenty of time, but just couldn't get back into it. There was something missing.
And whatever we did, there wasn't that spark, and, you know, you need a goal. We hit the post with a header when it was three, and if that had gone in, I still felt we could have kept coming. But we need to see that goal. You know, last week I was delighted we missed a penalty, yet we got stronger. This week, we didn't. So we have to look at that. And, you know, sometimes it's the mindset you're all in, you know. And I want to try and build on them being able to support each other wherever it goes, no matter what. And, you know, you want your subs to make an impact. And we didn't even get that today. So very disappointing. Learned a lot about it. Can't wait to get the video. Can't wait to show them some of the bits. And it'll remind them what I want. And then we'll go back to work. And, you know, it's not the end of the world. It's 3 points, unfortunately. Looks like we need to score that first goal. Need to score that second goal so we don't get nervous. But I'm sure Mick will tell you that about his team, because that's the way it is these days. Everybody's got good players. It's a fantastic standard. Unfortunately, we've lost today.